Hey, this is Dave Burgess, and you are listening to The Dave Burgess Show, where we talk education, lifestyle, entrepreneurship, fitness, wellness, principles of success, interview elite performers in their field, and most importantly, cover topics that will empower, inspire, and uplift you. Let's go. Welcome to episode 38 of The Dave Burgess Show. A stoic goes to the dentist. Yeah, so it sounds like the setup for some sort of bad joke or something, but there's nothing funny about it at all. I kind of feel like I've been falling apart lately. I have problems with both shoulders right now. I'm struggling. And then I had my crown come off on the left side of my mouth, and I had it cemented back on, came off again. I've been fixing it back on. I've been having all these problems with this. And in the midst of all that, the crown on the right side of my mouth came off too, back molar. And so I couldn't really chew on either side of my mouth. So I go to the dentist. I literally feel like I'm going to go for a 20-minute appointment. They're going to go in and they're going to cement this thing back on. I'm going to walk out. Everything's going to be fine, right? And then she does an x-ray and she shows me the x-ray and delivers some bad news. There is decay, so much decay, in fact, that she says that it's not savable. What we have to do is they're going to have to do an extraction of the tooth and then a bone graft and then wait like 4 months for the bone graft to take. And then in the meantime, you wear a dental flipper, and then they're going to do a dental implant. And 4 months later, there was all these different things that were going to happen. It was going to be about a 9-month process and extraction, bone graft, flipper, and then finally a dental implant. And I just couldn't believe it. And then they presented me the bill for what it was going to be. And I couldn't believe that either. And I also couldn't believe how bad my dental insurance was because they covered very little of it, right? And so I walked out shell-shocked. I was kind of distressed and just like sat in my car and like didn't know what to do. I was just so shocked. And this is the kind of thing that in the past has really set me for a loop where I'll have a lot of long-term anxiety and I'll work myself up about it over and over and over again. And the problem was the appointment I got was not going to be for like a month, because the reason being is I was already had on the calendar. I was traveling to San Diego to go to a publishing conference with our director of operations, Wendy Van Dyke. And then I was going to Hawaii to visit my oldest son, Hayden. And then also I had a PD event scheduled with Tara Martin. By the way, shameless plug, Tara Martin and I right now, what we do is we do a combination program, all-day program, which is a combo, a mashup of Teach Like a Pirate. And then also her message of Be Real and Cannonball In. And it's a wonderful full-day program. And so if you're looking to book something kind of new and unique, that's a possibility for you. All right. So anyway, I had all these things on the calendar. And so today was the day. And so with all of those days in between when I set the appointment, when I had the appointment, that was ripe for disaster, ripe for a lot of anxiety. And I really tried to embrace this principle that I love from the Stoics. Now, Stoicism is this ancient philosophy that I think has a lot of meaning in today's world. When you think about philosophy, especially like ancient philosophy, typically the stereotype is it's something that's going to be probably boring, something that's going to have a lot of things that you're spending a lot of thought on, but have very little practical application. And you're going to be spinning your wheels thinking about all of these questions that really don't have much practical application to your life. Stoicism is not that at all. The Stoics were doers. The Stoics had jobs, positions. The Stoics were getting things done in the world, and they were using this philosophy as a guide to navigate their way through life. And that's exactly what I need sometimes, is a guide to navigate my way through life. And so I started trying to embrace this principle of the Stoics. And one of the things that popped out to me is the idea that, hey, you have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this and you will find strength. That's Marcus Aurelius, by the way. That's what he said. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this and you will find strength. So I had to ask myself, hey, listen, like, do I have any power over this event that's in front of me? No, well, actually, I did.
I needed to decide whether I was going to have it done. So I did a lot of research. I got a lot of opinions. I asked all kinds of people. I went down rabbit holes of like, what happens if you don't have the procedure done? What happens if you just have the extraction done, but not the bone graft and the dental implant? Like all the different possibilities, what you could do. So I did put a lot of thought into it to make sure that I was doing the right thing. But then once I decided, yes, this is the right thing, I need to do this, I stopped worrying about it. The decision was made. Now, did I slip up sometimes and go down a little rabbit hole of anxiety and stress and worry about the procedure? Absolutely, I did. But I would bring myself back. I would try to ground myself again, okay? And this is sort of like in meditation, they talk about this, where sometimes people will say like, well, I can't meditate because I can't focus. Like my mind just wanders. And I can't focus on what it is I'm supposed to be focusing on. And what they don't understand is exactly, that's why you do it. That's part of the practice. That's the work of meditation, is you notice your mind in a non-judgmental way. You notice your mind wander and say, oh, there goes my mind wandering off again. And then you bring it back. And oh, your mind wanders off again and you bring it back. And slowly but surely, you start to get better in a non-judgmental way, noticing your thoughts wandering, bringing them right back to what you're focusing on. And then all of a sudden the period of time that you're able to focus gets longer and longer and longer, but it's never a perfect thing. It's not supposed to be a perfect thing. It's a practice. It's a practice of meditation, right? And so that's the same way with this. Yes, I would go down rabbit holes and then I would bring it back, try to ground myself. And I would ask myself very clearly, hey, is this something that you have decided is the right thing to do? Yes, it is. Can you afford it? Yes, I can afford it, right? And so are you going to do this thing? Yeah, all right. So then stop worrying about it. And Seneca, another Stoic philosopher, put it this way. A man who suffers before it is necessary suffers more than is necessary. I'm going to say that again because it's so important. A man who suffers before it is necessary suffers more than is necessary. So every time I allow myself to spin out of control and get upset about the coming procedure, it's not even there yet, but I'm already suffering. Hey, the suffering's going to come. I was going to have to go sit in that chair, right? The suffering's going to come soon enough. So don't spend time up to it also suffering. And by the way, the procedure was today. And yeah, I did suffer. It was not fun at all. Now, was it as bad as I thought? Well, maybe parts of it. But in general, no, it wasn't. And now here I am on the night of the procedure with my little dental flipper in, and I'm talking to you and hopefully sounding relatively normal. And so that's a pretty good sign that it was so far a success, right? And so I think this is something that's really important. Like, for example, I was told recently that my tire treads were low and I'm gonna have to get new car tires. Well, it just seems like one thing after another right now, one expense after another keeps hitting me. And I'm like, oh, new car tires. All right, but now wait a second. Let's think about this like a Stoic. First of all, can I control this? No, I absolutely cannot control it, right? And so Epictetus put it this way. We should always be asking ourselves, is this something that is or is not in my control? It's not in my control. I need new car tires, right? Okay. Am I going to do it? Yeah. Well, what are my options? Am I going to just like put my car up on blocks in the driveway and not use it anymore? No, of course not. And safety is important to me. And so I'm going to get new tires, right? And so once I know that this is something that's outside of my control and that I make a decision that is something I need to do, I need to release that to the world, right? And say, okay, this is money that's, it's a lost cause. I'm spending it. It's over with. I need to just go do it and get it over with, right? And so any amount of time that I spend in wrapped up with anxiety around that is just time that I'm suffering needlessly and I'm wasting away my life in bad ways. So anytime you are facing something that seems a little distressing or you have something coming up on your schedule, you have to ask yourself, just like Epictetus said, Is this something that is or is not in my control? And if it's not, I'll take you straight to a quote from the amazing Viktor Frankl. This is the way that Viktor Frankl said it. When we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, well, that's easy for him to say because he doesn't know my problems. Well, just in case you don't know Viktor Frankl, he was writing this within the context of the Holocaust, right? So just to put that into perspective. And I think about the fact that God, I was so angry and shocked when I got the news about my teeth and all the stuff that I was going to have to go through for 9 months. And straight back to Epictetus, he put it this way, anything or anyone capable of angering you becomes your master. And so if I allow this situation, which is outside of my control, to anger me, I'm giving up my power to the situation, to the circumstances. And anytime you give up your power in this way, it's going to be disempowering for how you live your life. And so again, my lesson from this was, in the past, I would have lived through this coming procedure over and over again and worked myself up into such a frenzy. But this time I was able to truly ground myself and spend the vast majority of my time in San Diego, the vast majority of time in my Hawaii, the vast majority of my time presenting in West Virginia Terra, not focusing on what was going to happen in that dentist chair today, but I'm focusing on living the day and enjoying the day-to-day moments of my life. And so to sum things up, David Goggins said, the most important conversation is the one you have with yourself. So be careful what you say.
Thank you so much for listening to the Dave Burgess Show. Let's connect. I am at Burgess Dave on Twitter. My name just flipped around to Burgess Dave. On Instagram, I am DBC_INC, and I blog at DaveBurgess.com. Please share your thoughts and comments on social media using the hashtag DaveBurgessShow. It would mean the world to me if you share the show with friends and colleagues, and I would be honored if you left a positive review on whatever platform you listen on. Hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And if you have a question, a topic, or a guest recommendation for the show, just email me at dave@daveburgess.com, put podcast question in the subject line, and I absolutely cannot wait to join you on the next episode.